This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, we were both gone last week, so back on the regular thing, first time in 2017. This will be the 2017 inaugural version of The World According to Second Call Defense with my guest, Sean Maloney. Where are you today?
Happy New Year. I am in Arlington, Virginia, the National Rifle Association Board of Directors meeting until this weekend. A lot of good stuff.
I want to see what they're saying about one thing, if you can talk about it while we're here. I noticed that you got endorsed by the Soldier of Fortune magazine for your next run on the board of directors.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I did, and I was sitting at a computer doing work this morning, in fact, doing some stuff for you and I, and someone came up behind me and said, did you see that I endorsed you? And I turned around, and it was Colonel Brown. Editor and owner of Soldier of Fortune, and I thanked him and didn't see that, but was aware of it. So, you know, I appreciate that, and I also appreciate all that you've done for me in my quest to continue to hold my seat.
Well, I haven't done that much yet. I'm working on it, though. The others that are on the board, with the exception of some of the names, you know, like Nugent and some of these other guys, I don't know, are any of them as much of an activist as you and Mr. Knight are?
Well, you know what? I hate to blow my own horn because I know that these people do a lot of different things. But I think as far as grassroots activism and getting out the vote and everything we possibly can do, without a doubt, that is my expertise and that is Tim Knight's expertise. And so I'm not aware of anybody else that's out there more doing what we're doing. If you want to find Sean Maloney, put your shoes on and your walking shoes or running shoes on and find Tim and I. I asked to be in New Jersey speaking at a dinner this Friday night for the Concealed Carry Association in New Jersey, that and Alexander Rubian, who tried to do the recalls in Jersey, and it's just too far away to try to drive, so... Now, I apologize to those guys for not being there, but certainly, I guess my talent is knocking on doors, speaking on the courthouse steps, on state house steps in front of people, getting out the vote, reminding everybody, you know, to get out the vote and do everything you can. And I think because of that, both you and I have that talent. Because of that, I think that's why we have Donald Trump as the president, who, by the way, if you've been reading anything online now or anything, everybody seems to love Donald. So
I noticed that George W. and Hillary and Bill are going to go to the inauguration. I noticed that, which I'm surprised anybody with the last name of Bush would go to it after that drubbing that Jeb took. I noticed Jeb isn't going.
Well, you know, and I guess I'm not sure what Donald called Jeb. I know I always remember little Marco and lying Hillary, but I don't know what he tagged Jeb with. But you know, it's tough. I would hope, and I'm hopeful that everybody will get together. We had some conversations about national reciprocity today and grassroots. We had some discussions about suppressors and the hearing protection bills, and you know, and things sound pretty good. So we have what we wanted. We have what we asked for, and I think if you're a Republican congressman or senator or you're a member of the Republican Party and you're in office, the glove's been thrown down. And I think really, Bill, what's happened is America has given these people 2 years. to say, okay, it's time for you to show me. And then that'll kind of depend on the next 2 years of Congress, you know, what we're going to get and who's going to get elected and reelected. And so, you know, we got what we asked for. Now it's time to put up or shut up. And I think we, as people who were advocates for the people we put in office, that's just as much your responsibility and my responsibility and your listeners' responsibility as anybody else's. You know, we put these people in office. It's time to make sure that that they do what we expect them to do. And just because we have this power now, you got to understand that, and pun intended, we all have a huge target on our back. I think that the Democratic Party is in disarray. They don't understand that they're in disarray, and they don't really exist right now because they are so screwed up. So one thing that they're going to do is they're going to blame it on the NRA. They're going to blame it on all us pro-gun people. They're going to blame it on Bill Frady and Lock and Load and all of our minions, because we're responsible for what happened to these people. And because of that, we have to remain vigilant, and we have to remember that that we have a job to do right now. And if national reciprocity comes up for a vote, we got to call like crazy, because nothing's assured. The Senate's still going to be tough. You know, that we need to get rid of the filibuster rules. You know, the Democrats said, you know what, we're going to do that as soon as we get in power. But the Republicans say, oh, no, we probably shouldn't do that. That's not the right thing to do. Well, we need to get rid of that and make sure that we can cover what we want to do. And so, everybody, when the bills come up, nothing's a sure thing. Start ringing the telephones again.
You know, if I had a line to Mitch McConnell, I would tell him, look, this is what you need to do. You need to make it a simple majority for everything until 2018. And then if you guys get the other 8 senators out of the 23 that are coming open with the Democrats, then reimpose the 60 vote rule and the filibuster and all that other stuff. And then we can have it back where we want to go. But for right now, I think that, I'd like to see the Democrats get force-fed their own medicine.
Well, you're exactly right, because they said that they would do that to us, but we're not going to do that to them. That was the first thing they said. When we take over, we're going to do it again. And, yeah. And you're right. We need to do that. And Mitch McConnell needs to hear that message.
I just got to get his phone number.
I can get that for you. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can get you a cell, but I can get you his office.
Well, I would love to have a little chat with the man. I would actually love, you know, him more so than say McCain or Graham, because I just think those two have been, I think they've been joined at the brainstem, those two, and because you never see one without the other, and they always have the same position. And I want to see them go away. I'd like to see them get replaced, but nobody in my state is going to challenge Lindsey. So,
right.
As far as with McConnell, I just like to see him. I'd like to see him continue with the mindset he had when he started the whole thing about, we're not going to consider anybody for the Supreme Court this close in an election year.
Well, you know what? That's exactly right. That was something that was strong, and it was unlike the Republican Party or unlike him. And so, yes, I enjoyed that. And we got to remember also, these confirmation hearings, they're going to be a fight. They are going to be a fight like we've never seen before for some of these people.
Well, we're
going to have to ring the telephone.
They're not going to, I mean, on the confirmation hearings, they're not going to, that can be a simple majority on those confirmations, right?
Right. But then so, I'm not sure where the filibuster rules are. And of course, they're going to be attacked like crazy. I mean, we can only imagine. So, you know, we got what we want. We have to hold. Just because our buddies are in office now doesn't mean that we got to give them a pass, because this was a revolution. We need change, and we recognize that we need change, and we just have to force them to do that. It's good for all of us if we do that, because change the way we want it is the right way to do it for us.
We're about to head into the first break, second call to fence. Now, this is something that you can join, and once you join it, then you have attorney-client privilege preemptively. If you ever have to use your weapons for self-defense. And if you have a weapon, whether you carry it in your car or you keep it in your house or you have a concealed carry permit or whatever it is, if you have it for the reasons for self-defense, you need to be within the second call defense umbrella. We'll be right back.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Arlington, Virginia, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You guys are actually – now, does the NRA support the Hudson bill that's up there for national reciprocity right now?
You know what? I'm not sure what final vehicle is going to get the stamp of the approval on it. They end up all being more complicated than they really are than we think they are. They take into consideration what happens if – California, for instance, decides, well, we're not going to let anybody with reciprocity in, and so we're just going to get rid of concealed carry in California. Because, they don't care. They would just rather do that. So I'm not sure what the final vehicle that they're going to support is going to be, but I know that there's been a lot of discussions. And one thing I've learned is that the Trump sons, they're the real deal. I mean, these guys hunt, these guys reload, these guys carry concealed. Their dad carries concealed, and so they're actually one of us. And I can't remember a time in my life, I guess, when we've had a president and a family that have been so much like you and I and our listeners are. Ronald Reagan was a life member of the NRA, but being a member of the NRA is different than walking the walk and talking the talk on a daily basis. So
right. We're lucky. I think a lot of people get memberships in the NRA as sort of a political thing, sort of like a political... card,
I think you're right. In fact,
look, I support the Second Amendment. Here's my NRA card, that kind of thing.
And I've met people like that have come in asking me for my support. And the first thing they do is tell me that they just became a member of the NRA or just got their concealed carry permit. And I said, why just now? Well, I don't want to be on the list, or something like that. So you're right. Some people use that as to try to prove that they're pro-gun. But again, and all of us know that, you got to show us, don't tell us.
The whole thing with national reciprocity that I'm trying to point out, I'm trying to point out two things to everybody that wants to make the argument against it. I do not believe that the 10th Amendment trumps the 9 before it, as an example.
It does not. And I agree with you 100%.
I keep having that laid on me. Right. How are you guys? Okay. How are you guys approaching that one?
Well, the way I personally approach that, if you look at the concurring opinion that Justice Thomas wrote in Heller, and then especially the concurring opinion in McDonald versus Chicago, he lays out the 10th and 14th Amendment arguments precisely. He lets us know what the 10th Amendment's all about and how this should be done. So, when you're looking at the states' rights. And the autonomy of states, we're looking at the Constitution, the founding document that every state signed on to and said, yes, these are the founding principles of our great democracy. And if you look at it that way, through the 10th Amendment and partially through the 14th Amendment, we're not usurping states' rights because those rights already exist for the people. The state has no decision, and really the state has no say. And which inalienable rights, are given to us and are protected by the government. So that's always the way I've looked at it is, wait a minute, it's an inalienable right that we didn't get from the federal government and we didn't get from the state government, but what they did is they pledged to protect those rights.
Now for you, okay, you're a captain of industry, you're an activist, you are a member of the NRA board. If you were to decide that you could drive to New Jersey for this thing that they're going to do, you would have to have your car detailed and stripped to make sure you don't have any 22 bullets rolling around on the floor and everything, right? Because if you go to New Jersey.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is nothing to save me until we get in court. If you think about the horrors of New Jersey, and what happens in New Jersey, that's right. And I had a conversation with a gentleman today who is from New York City. And this was a great conversation I had at lunch with five rabbis. They have found a way to allow people to carry firearms within their synagogues and within their Jewish school, despite the SAFE Act. And I looked at one of their attorneys and I said, I still don't understand how the SAFE Act can pass constitutional muster. It can't. That just needs to be sued on, and it needs to get to the United States Supreme Court, because you can't have those type of restrictions on our Second Amendment rights, on our civil rights, any of them, and be able to be constitutional. It just that it hasn't gotten there yet. And when we get the right Supreme Court justices in place, we need to run them off the flagpole. There's cases that are sitting there right now. As soon as the justice gets in place, we're going to know. The most fundamental rule of law we need to establish right now is the right to carry concealed outside of our home. That needs to be decided. And when that's decided, and I'm hopeful in our favor, and I'm confident in our favor, when that is decided, then everything falls into place after that. That's the one question. You remember, Heller was the first time in 50 or 60 years since the sawed-off shotgun was decided, the Supreme Court finally was asked to rule on whether the Second Amendment was an individual right or a state's right. It's an individual right now within the home. Now it's time to take this right outside of the home, and there's a case out of Maryland and a case out of a couple other districts that are on point with that, and the courts will decide.
Well, you know, one thing I would like to see happen, like with the Heller decision, which was, I get what it was and everything, but, I mean, Scalia could not have been thinking clearly when he said, now this is open to reasonable regulation within the states. Because when he said that, didn't that just about negate the entirety of what he was trying to do? He was originalist, right?
Well, and I think, you know, when these guys write these opinions, they write them so narrowly defined. I mean, so narrowly defined that they have to do it that way, because I guess there's always got to be room. And in being an attorney and studying all this case law, you know, for 3 years in law school, you realize that the issues are narrowly defined and you can't take a shotgun approach. So I think when he did that, he was trying to preserve rights that were dealing with sawed-off shotguns, rights that were dealing with things that, you know, in common sense matters, so to speak, upheld previous law. And so, you know, you don't really know what's in these guys' mind, but you'd like to think that that they were going down the right path. I think when they limit things like that and when they leave the doors open for that, certainly it was in dicta. When justices are writing...
I'll tell you what. I was listening so much, I didn't catch. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. You were giving us a... I was so wrapped up in what you were saying, I let the break sneak up on us.
Right. What I was saying was a lot of what the court says is called dicta, and it really has no precedential value, but it tells you what's on the court's mind. The syllabus of the court, and it'll say it in opinion, the syllabus is the law that they've created. So it's troublesome, although, you know, in dicta, that they think about the states having, you know, the rights reserved to the states and the restrictions the states can put on our inalienable rights, that they would think about that as troublesome, but giving them the benefit of the doubt, probably didn't want to destroy some of the law on sawed-off shotguns or something like that. Not reading that completely, but reading anything after that, I wouldn't really know exactly what he was saying. But it's interesting to let you know that after Heller and Chicago versus McDonald, I have a professor that emails me and sends me copies of law review articles of cases related to the Second Amendment, and I get literally probably 5,000 to 10,000 pages of reading a month from him. That's how much writing and activity is still going on around the Second Amendment and Heller and McDonald. And that's right. Why I think what's going to happen is the Supreme Court is right for their decision on the rest of our lives and concealed carry and carry outside of the home.
When they put together a national reciprocity bill, and if it, you know, if we get it with a simple majority of the Senate, which I don't care if that's how that works out, we're going to get it in the House. And then if it passes the Senate some way, then it's going to go to Trump and it's going to get signed. Should there be some sort of punitive measures in place for these states that do not take up that new bill, that new law?
Bill, that's a very good observation. In my view, there has to be. There has to be teeth in that piece of legislation. Other than that, the New Jerseys and the Californians of the world are going to screw with us and mess with our rights and say, nah, 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 come and get me. Well, you know what? If I have to come and get you, you're going to pay my attorney's fee. When we got, when we passed laws in Ohio, that's one thing that we realized that we had to do. When we got preemption, meaning the laws had to be enforced equally throughout the whole state of Ohio, well, the first thing that Cleveland did was said, screw you. And so then we had to sue Cleveland, but in the first 2 years of our preemption bill, we didn't have any teeth. And so we took the case all the way up to the state Supreme Court, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees. Cleveland didn't care. That was taxpayer money. A year later, we passed preemption, revised preemption, and put attorney's fees provisions in there. Well, after Cleveland got taken to the Supreme Court twice and had to pay over $1 million each time in attorney's fees, now you see in the newspaper, well, Willoughby Hills, we want to ban guns in our parks, but we're going to get sued again, and it's going to cost us $1 million. So that's why there needs to be a punitive measure in there and teeth, so to speak. So you know what? If the states are going to screw with you and I, they're going to pay for it in the end.
Well, now, could they actually set this up to where, as a punitive measure, any state that did not follow that, instead of getting out there and saying, well, you're not following our new law, that means we're going to be stopping funding for you and we're going to be suing you and all this other stuff. What about if somebody just drove down and arrested the attorney general of the state? I mean, arrested him. Not served him with a subpoena, but put him in cuffs, put him in a car, and took him, like, to the local FBI headquarters.
I mean, certainly that's a novel idea, and maybe there's some way that could be written. But for the most part, when you're dealing with attorney generals in the states, they have quite a bit of immunity for what they're doing in enforcing the laws. But actually, you know, if you're directly violating something like that, you would think that would be available to you. But geez, you know, if some sheriff in some unknown county decided to break the law, he'd hate to have to be thrown the attorney general in jail for something he didn't directly do. But you know, that's a novel thought, and that's the way our law should, that's the way it should be treated. I mean, laws are laws, and they're enforced evenly, and they should have the full force of the United States government behind them. So, you know, I agree with you at that point in time. You know, it's tough because these people are knowingly, intentionally violating our laws with impunity a lot of the time.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, this needs to be looked at as like a civil right, doesn't it? I mean, this needs to be looked at as a violation of civil rights. And I mean, you know, I've seen the movies, Mississippi Burning. They go down there and they violated the civil rights of those students and they, you know, killing everybody that they did and all the stuff they did. And they were led away in handcuffs and they did time. I mean, would that be a way to turn it into a criminal offense if it was a civil rights thing?
You know, if they a civil rights violation and certainly a violation of renewable rights and made that criminal, then obviously that penalty would be available. I mean, there's a certain amount of malice, of forethought, and they directly, in my mind, the SAFE Act and what New Jersey is doing right now is directly violating our constitutional rights as it is. And I believe there's a lawsuit out, and I think it's a lawsuit I talked about a week or two ago, where they sued a judge and served the judge and served the attorney general of New Jersey and said, you know what, we're suing you because you can't deny these people a right to the perk and steel carry permit. So that's kind of what's happening there. I mean, that's the first time you had a judge that was served personally and said, we're suing you. You can't make, because you violated his constitutional right when he made the decision and said, you know what, he wasn't in enough danger to have a concealed carry permit, even though his life's been threatened. So.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a way. I'm waiting to see. I'm thinking that maybe, perhaps like the sanctuary city stuff will be something where they can arrest some people. But in order for there to be a change of attitude amongst these liberal bastions, which are becoming smaller and more isolated and everything else, I'm just thinking somebody's going to have to, be put in the Gray Bar Hotel at least for a short period of time. And I think that would be a boon for your business, too, wouldn't it? I mean, you could start a whole new segment of a, we'll defend you if you're an idiotic gun grabber as well, because we are second call defense. And
if you think about it, the Second Amendment was on the ballot directly. When we were talking about the Supreme Court justice, the Second Amendment was on the ballot. When Donald Trump, who specifically states on several occasions that he's pro-gun, that the Second Amendment means what it says, and we have a right to keep and bear arms, that was on the ballot. So if you think about it, talk about a voter mandate. Obama right. likes to talk about mandates. Well, we have a pretty big mandate. And the Second Amendment, I think, in my view, has never been clear among the American people like it is right now. It was on people's minds. Whether you own guns, carry guns, or even cared about it, it was still the right that people voted about and considered directly. So now's the time.
Well,
wouldn't it be nice if constitutional carry became an added federal law?
That's the next thing to bring up. We're coming up on the next break, so instead of me talking us all the way into it, second call defense. Joining them means that when you leave the house with your gun, with your spare magazine and everything else, you also are leaving with legal defense if you have to employ it. And you do not want to wait till you've actually done it to need it. Trust me. We'll be right back.
Know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Joining me once again from Arlington, Virginia, at the NRA board members meeting is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. When is the election that you have to stand for? When is that coming up?
Your ballot will hit the mail January 23rd, and it's going to run through March, I think, probably or sometime in the middle of March or through the end of March. The majority of people are going to vote that first week when they get their ballots, and it'll be some more right towards the end, but It all starts the 23rd. Ballots are probably going to be in people's mailboxes, and that's when it gets busy. So I'm going to start a little Facebook campaign, remind people what I've done. Certainly Colonel Brown from Soldier of Fortune magazine has done that already, and my friends at Amoland are sharing that, just trying to get the word out that, you know, there's 34 or 35 people, some endorsed, some not endorsed. Just want to make sure that we remind people that, that I have been earning your vote, and I'd be humbled to get it again.
Let's do a quick roll call. Let's start with Colorado, where you and a few other people got out there, and despite being outspent 22-1, you had a successful recall and changed. I mean, that had to be a chilling moment in the spines of a lot of gun grabbers that thought they had it full bore, didn't they?
Well, I think it did, and it certainly changed things in Colorado forever. To get that done, if you think about it, the president of the Senate loses his job. They say you're out. Hirone from Pueblo, you're out. And then several other people left that were about to be recalled because they knew they were going to lose their Democratic seat, so they resigned. And then we're allowed to appoint replacements. And, you know, and it's made changes, and there's consequences. Certainly elections have consequences, but in those cases in Colorado, they flat out denied the people the right to be heard. And decided, you know what? We don't care what you do because we know better than you. We're king, and certainly, you know, their kingdom went away.
In addition to that, you know, another thing that you did was, of course, you. Look at that. That's the thing about Max. Anyway, you went out and you hooked up with Jim Irvine at Buckeye Firearms, and all together you've come out and you come up with the FASTER program, which is training teachers how to fight, which is going to Colorado very shortly. I had Laura Carno on the show right before Christmas to talk about that coming out there. That's beginning to spread, and if the FASTER program were actually to get in all 50 states, then school shootings go away, right?
You know what? And that's what it does, and that's why it was so satisfying to talk to those rabbis today, because they recognize it. They recognize that the only way to protect our kids from bad guys with guns are with good guys and gals of guns. And, so we started that. I've been to Virginia. It was campaigning for a senatorial race. And shortly after 2013 in Colorado, been in Pennsylvania, been in New Jersey, been in Connecticut, been in Florida. Tim was in Maine, been back out in Colorado, been in Maine. Everything I can possibly do, I try to do. And I remember that these victories are the victories that are won by you and I, or the victories that are won by the sportsmen. Just think about how many times Maine has been under attack for bear hunting. And then the latest thing they did was try to get into the universal background check to the extreme. And it's always good to know that the hunters, the shooters, and the people that don't want somebody to be treading on them, they come out in droves. And Maine's pretty good at knocking people back into reality. So, I try to do everything I possibly can do, and I don't know where the fight's going to be next. I do know that every time gun grabbers get out of bed in the morning, they're there to take our rights.
You and Knight went to Virginia, where Bloomberg dropped $2 million looking for one Senate seat to help McAuliffe have gun control, and you guys beat that one back.
Yep, we beat that one back, and I can tell you, which township in Virginia it was all about is just a conversation we had in a general store. So it's satisfying, but we do everything we possibly can do on top of Ohio. What I did in Ohio, involved with the campaign field offices and opened up the first bricks and mortar campaign field office for that election, and the thousands and hundreds of thousands of phone calls they made, the thousands of doors they knocked on, and that's what grassroots campaigning is all about. People stopping by, what can I do? Stopping at the gun store next door and then walking over and saying, what can I do? That was such a great feeling, because that's what the foundation of America is all about, in grassroots America, and that's where it all comes from. And we can all do something. Maybe we can't all do everything, and you can't work as hard as your next door neighbor, but we can all do something for America.
Last but not least, and for those of you that have followed the show long enough, you know that I've been involved with before Second Call Defense, other companies that claim to offer this kind of service. And I didn't stop being involved with them because they didn't want to be involved with me. I stopped being involved with them because I failed to see where, when me exposing you to them gave you any sort of a real long-term benefit. And I had two other iterations, and like I said, anybody that's listened to this show long enough knows who they were. I'm not bringing them up right now. And Mr. Maloney created a company that covers everything that you, a self-defense shooter, would go through if you shoot somebody in self-defense, whether you get locked up or not. He covers every single base involved in that. And you basically have, I think I did the math the other day. To spend $10,000 on Second Call Defense, which is the opening salvo of getting out of jail and getting a lawyer if you have to have a criminal case against you, spend $10,000 on Second Call Defense, I will have to be a member of them for 41 years.
Isn't so that amazing to recoup that money?
Yeah, it's like the Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. The one commonality with all of these companies, though, is if you – you can't join them and get the benefit from them after you shoot somebody. You have to have
not at all. And Bill, I don't know if I've ever said this before, but you know what? It means a lot to me that you gave up business. You're a businessman. You don't do this for free. I mean, sometimes you like to think that you do, but you told people to go away. I'm not going to take your money because I'm going to take Sean's money and advertise his company. And that's a pretty humbling experience, and I appreciate that. And I'll let everybody know out there that I receive phone calls all the time. The last phone call I got was a doctor, or a person about to finish up his residency and become a doctor, had sublet his apartment out, came back into town and said, hey, I'm back. You got to get out. And he gets a text message that you better bar the door because that's my house, and I'll come back and I'll shoot you to get in.
Wow.
And so that was the last incident that took place. And it happens all the time. And when that happened again, I thought, you just never know when it's going to happen. You have no idea.
It's not going to be convenient. That's for damn sure. So you go ahead and have that website.
What's that?
I was just saying, go ahead and have that foresight and do it today. Do it today. I mean, I spend more money on that, on four cups of coffee at Starbucks. And I don't get near the peace of mind because of all the calories I'm consuming. So, second call defense.
Yep.
This is the reason you vote for him for the NRA, and this is the reason you join Second Call Defense, just because it doesn't matter where the stuff goes. 9 times out of 10, if I call his office, I don't get him because he's somewhere else doing something else, fighting something else, putting out some other fire that has nothing to do with the business, nothing to do with Second Call Defense whatsoever. This is where the activist hat comes on, and he has worn that one out, and he isn't throwing it away. So when you vote for Maloney, you're voting for more than just a board member that sits and wears a nice suit and everything else. And we got some things we're about to start working on, and we're going to expand a few things here and there, and things may just explode for all I know. We're about to run out of time, boss. One more time, Second Call Defense. Go join him. Go join him today. There's a reason for it, because self-defense is not going to be a convenient moment. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Hey, thanks a lot, and take care of yourself and be safe, everybody.
Roger that. Coming up is hour number 3. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.